I went on a 70 days fast. Whether it's devil that's anointing you, I don't know. Most men that God called, go and check the scripture. It was struggle. They were not begging him. He was begging them. I don't know whether you understand my point. Come! He said, Lord, you know, I'm too young. You know, I can't talk. Oh, and come and impress me, the fact that you harass God until he releases some power into your life. I wonder, what am I trying to say? A constant culture of improving your moral excellence, filling your heart with the knowledge of God. That's what impresses me. That's what real spirituality is. And listen, as a believer, like I said, what sin does is to make you unable to see. And I'm emphasizing that there's one thing. You see, all the principles of life, you don't need all of them to succeed. Now, they will all apply in your life. What I mean is that it's not all of them you'll be learning. Because do you know how many laws there are out there? There are so many. So what God does is to break things down. There is one which is important for your life. And he calls that thing what? Your own entrance into the eternal kingdom. Usually for you is one thing. For you is usually what? One thing. To be able to discover that thing is what we are talking about. All we are doing is spiritually preparing ourselves. Like I said, I've just emphasized a number of things. Most importantly for today is a matter of knowledge. As believers, you must supply excellence. You must apply diligence, in supplying knowledge to your moral excellence. I hope you've gotten the point. All right, let's just continue what we've been talking about. That's a fruitful life. Now, is there another scripture I wanted to read? Oh, let me just continue what I want to say. We're in 2 Peter chapter 1, right? Now, so, talking about this entrance to the kingdom, there's a scripture I want to read, and then, should I read this one first, and then begin to explain this? Okay, let me say this before I go to that scripture. Now, if you read the book of... this would be a very good place to connect it. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, which you all know, it said, by faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen were not made out of the things that are visible. And then there is something, if you read Hebrews 3 and Hebrews 4, you will see the discussion on the matter of rest as it comes into the lives of people. Now, having prepared yourself, you know, with applying moral excellence and all of that, there's something about the promises of God and faith. Now, rest doesn't come into your life except you take the word of God and apply faith to them, that you receive them by faith. Now, there's something that Paul explained, talking about we having believed, therefore we speak. That's why I taught in that book, Prophesy. All right, I want to just explain that for the next few minutes. If I can finish it on time, I'm now going to the main thing I want to begin today. What I mean is this. Life is spiritual, I'm trying to explain. And that the Bible says that the word was framed by the word of God. Now, please, listen to that. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. When you use the word worlds, what it means is that the structure of things, that is, the ages of life, you know, the social order, things that are happening, they were framed by the word of God. That's what I want to bring out. That is the words that frame what your life will be. That's what I'm trying to explain. Now, I'm trying to bring a summary to many things I've said because I don't want to sit on that teaching, you know, go over it again. We'll discuss it here and there before. This is one thing that Satan tries to do in the lives of people. Listen to this. You've heard me use this word before, excuses for Satan. Have you heard that word before? What do I mean by excuses for Satan? It's simple. God called Jeremiah. This is the promise of God over his life. Before you were born, I knew you. I consecrated you a prophet. What that means is that this is my plan and will for your life. You're a prophet. Therefore, what will you do? You will go out and do what? Prophesy. What that means is that I've built the ability to prophesy into you. Now, this is what Satan tries to do to people. He tries to persuade them that they can't. So Jeremiah answered God. He said, I can't because I'm a youth. Every excuse you give, why the promise of God will not come to pass in your life, is what I call the excuses for Satan. Now listen to this. Every excuse that people give are reasonable. Every excuse that they give is reasonable. Listen, let me say it again. If a man says, I can't do well, it's not because he hates the concept of prosperity. It is not because he hates the concept of succeeding in life. It is because he has reasons to know that people like him don't make it. Are you getting my point? Please, I hope you are following that. The faith of Abraham was demonstrated in Romans chapter 4. What happened was that life spoke. I've discussed that before. I don't want to go over all of that again. Life spoke to him. Experiences spoke to him. What did life say? You're old. Your wife is old. She has passed the age of childbearing. Therefore, having a child by this woman is impossible. And listen, any man who doesn't believe that is either very ignorant of the matters of life, or he has an understanding that the rest of us don't have. Faith does not mean I just refuse what is wrong, negative. Now, please, let me say that again. You know, some people, they're always rejecting things. You've not seen them around. You know, maybe you have not listened. Everything, they reject it. They reject it. That is, I reject it is now a slang for any man who goes to church. Faith is not I reject it. Faith is that I have knowledge that says that that thing is wrong. It's not that I just reject it because I don't like it. Because, listen, let me say this to you. If you reject what you have no replacement for, a worse thing will come upon you. Oh, I don't know whether you hear what I said. Now, there's a proverb from my part of the country. There's a man who rejects a level of suffering. All right? When he's not ready for that. He says he only signs up for a bigger one. He's able to say that, No, I can't sweep floor for anybody. He doesn't have work. He doesn't have anything. You know what's happening? The sweeping of the floor will have given him food and accommodation. Refusal to sweep will give him cold, hunger, destituteness, nakedness. That is, it would have been better if he swept. Do you get what I'm saying? But a man says, I can't sweep because I have better things to do with my time. That's a different matter. And you will see it in that he's not just idle. He goes out to go and do something. That's what faith is. Faith is not just that I say, even though I'm young, I can do it. You know, I've told you, the boldest people on earth are fools. Let me say it to you again. If you are classifying bold people, the boldest of the set, they are the fools amongst them. And Englishman said, fools rushing, where even angels are afraid to enter. They're rushing, waiting to go up. That is, real men of strength know where to go and where not to go. Do you follow my point? So faith is not just, I just boldly do anything. I told you before, please. I told you I hate the word motivational speaker. You've heard me before. Because I don't want to motivate dead men to move. Dead men, when they move, they only decay. That's all. Do you follow my point? They don't get better. Faith is that I have understanding. That's why I said today, look, you must fight ignorance. Faith is that, look, life says, I can't. I told you before, except that Jesus Christ died, Barack Obama would never have become president. Black men would have been slaves all their lives. I'm not joking about that. Because there's a reason for where they were. Remember what I said? I have a dream. You can only dream because Jesus died, though. You can have a dream that one day, listen, it will remain a dream for eternity. You'll be sleeping. It's only become real when you're asleep. Once you wake up, reality will slap you in the face. When you hear me say that nobody is superior to me, it's not because I went inside, discovered my heart beats 700 times a minute. That's not the issue. Is that I read the scriptures and I discovered that there's a redemption in Christ Jesus. And because of that, nobody is superior to me. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? Listen, what life tries to do is to give you reasons. That's what I'm explaining all of these things. To disagree with God. And a lot of people just want to fight life when they have no strength on their side. What is faith? Life says, I can't because I'm too small. But I now hear the word of God that says, do not say I'm a youth. But wherever I tell you to go, there you will go. And whatever I tell you to say, that's what you will say. That's the reason why I go to places. That's the only reason why I will say things. Not because I feel so bold that even though I'm young, nobody can ride over me. Listen, my friend, if they can ride over you, they can ride over you. But this is the point I want to bring out. Because God has said certain things about your life, you will stop repeating the excuses that life is giving you for failure. Over the head of every child of God, there's a promise of prosperity. Your current poverty and lack is not strong enough to tell you you can't prosper. That's what I'm saying. Over the lives of every one of God's children, there's a promise of increase and abundance and fruitfulness and success. I didn't go to school. Cannot stop that. Do you get my point? I like one thing I discovered in the scriptures. That God said to Abraham, he said, by myself I have sworn. He never said, by economic situations I have sworn. By the ability to collect visas, I have sworn. He said, by myself, I have sworn. That is, no matter what life says, except they can change me, that's when my promise will not come to pass. No matter what life says, my promise over your life will come to pass. I not go to school does not mean anything. I don't know anybody does not mean anything. Let me say this to you. I said it in previous times. Now, look, it says, seek from the book of the Lord and read. None of these shall fail, neither will any lack its meat. He said, listen, this is my scripture there. He said, because the mouth of the Lord has spoken, therefore his spirit has gone out and it has gathered. That is, we are not talking about natural things. We are saying if we discover the will of God and speak accordingly, he rearranges events to allow the prosperity that has put in our hearts. Listen, laws will continue to change. Did I hear an amen? These days, you know, it's very funny. I read around a bit, and I discovered that all this shout about free market, capitalism, is very recent. Margaret Thatcher was the one that privatized in Britain. Margaret Thatcher, how many years ago? You would think that they've been practicing this free market all their lives. It's not true. Margaret Thatcher privatized just a few years ago. What am I saying? People were prospering before free market. Do you get my point? A time came when God wanted to make more people prosper. He freed the market. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Laws are made, listen, to release the next plan of God on the earth. Men don't determine laws. Laws are made to release the next plan of God on the earth. What am I trying to say? Please don't worry. If all the plans you have right now, the visions that God will give you, we'll discuss that maybe our time is gone for today. If all of them are currently opposed by the Nigerian laws, by the laws that Nigeria have no fear. Seasons. I said that the Bible said that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That word, worlds, they wasn't talking about the earth. He was talking about the epochs, the times, the events, the arrangements. When someone tell me that Nigeria is not a nation, I say, quiet. Don't tell me Nigeria is not a nation. There are things that God needed to do in Nigeria, so he carved out this nation the way it is. He made the laws. He made the British come down, do what they did, create this nation, and then they left. Having established the stage for the fulfillment of God's counsel. You can't shout and say it's not a nation. You don't know anything about nations. There were times that one single king will reign over all the world that he knew. Anywhere he's not reigning over, that means he doesn't know about it. But now, you know, nobody can do that. America is more powerful than the Roman Empire ever was. We were discussing today about the Arabs and their oil. I said, you can only make noise because it's modern day. Under the Romans or the Greeks, they will get up and come there, ask you, do you want to give us the oil or not? When you say no, then they kill everybody, take the oil, and the rest of you that don't die, they carry you to their cities to go and work there. And then the oil becomes that of Alexander the Great. And what are you going to do about it? But the way God has arranged it, right now on the earth, it's so difficult to plan coup that just a few years ago, every day they wake up in Nigeria, fellow Nigerians, because of the corruption that we have been sending in, that is, the government don't change again. And then the same governments around be sending congratulatory messages to murderers. You know that? A man woke up and shot Thomas Sankara. I couldn't understand. And he stood up and people were congratulating him. Just murdered somebody. For nothing. Try that one today. Your family won't travel again. Do you get my point? And you know you will go to jail. That is, they will keep quiet. Rain. Maybe one day, you go finish. Your name now Pinochet. I'll be fine. You will travel one day as an 80-year-old man. They will grab you in your sixth state and take you to court. And say, 75 years ago, he killed the president before him. Laws have changed. Why? Because there's a divine order that God is setting in place. Do you get my point? What am I saying? Even though the earth seems to contradict what your heart is planning to bring forth, don't worry. Are you getting my point? What did I say? Don't worry. When the time is ripe, because the mouth of the Lord has commanded, therefore his spirit will go out and go and gather. People say, I can't start my business because I don't have people to support me. You don't have people to support you for two reasons. One, either you don't need them, or two, you can't handle them. Because if God is ready to use people, you know, David will sit down as a young boy, and people will come and say, good morning, sir. This spear has killed three giants. How many you kill, Oga? One. Me. I don't kill three. See these stones? We used to sling them as strands of hair. And we don't miss. Whether with the right or with the left. We used to work for Saul. Give us new jobs, sir. That was how men gathered around David until the Bible testified that they were so great like the army of God. Wasn't begging anybody. So don't worry. Once the mouth of God commands, his spirit goes out to what? Gather. There's a reason why I'm saying all of these things. Because before his spirit begins to move to gather, one thing people must do is to speak with their mouths. The earth responds to the words that come out from your mouth. That's what I'm saying. That's why I wanted to just say that briefly and then begin what I wanted to say today, but we didn't get there. Let me emphasize that and I leave here. Listen to this. More powerful than anything outward is the word that is released from the persuaded heart. Especially when the persuasion is born of the knowledge of the promise of God. You know, something happened, nothing physical, just meditation, thinking, listening to messages over the last few days. Then I realized that there's a scripture I quote all the time, which you all know. It said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I thought about it a few days ago again, and I laughed to myself. This is not covetousness. This is not I'm feeling happy. This is a matter of fact. In this life, I can never be poor. I used to say that, but no. I have been destined, and the words have gone out to make me exceedingly wealthy. I don't know how to say it again. I am too sure of it. I was saying today, Gabriel, you know, I just said that, look, I discovered one thing. That there's no how Kingdom World Ministry would not start spending hundreds of millions of naira in a short while. Now, my reason, he said, why did you say so? I said, my men are beginning to prosper. Now, I wish you would get, oh God, I wish you understand what I'm saying. It's not as if I saw money just flowing. No, I just have, you know, like you say, I have a feeling. Do you get my point? Listen, there's one scripture, you know, if you read Ephesians chapter 4, it says, till we all come. Now, what I want to say is not bragging. No. This is fact. Do you understand? I was ordained by God to lead men. You hear what I said? When I say lead, I'm not saying, everybody, yeah, follow me, let's go. You start following me. No. It's a spiritual leading. That is, it says, say to the cities of Zion, behold your God. My job is to lead people in certain spiritual dimensions. And if they obey the truth, all right, they don't have to know me. We don't have to see face to face. One of the men that influenced me the most in life is Kenneth Hagin, never knew that I existed. Do you get what I'm saying? But the order that God puts into ministries on the earth by him, I'm experiencing it. Why? Because he left words. Because God's spirit is hanging over you, and he gives you words. Once you obey those words, the spirit soaks into you and into your environment. What am I saying? Because of the faith I have in those words. Listen, there's nobody that abides by the truth of God that I release that will not prosper. That's what I'm saying. He said, till we all come, nobody goes there alone. You know why? Because it's not as if Pastor Banky manufactures something. No, God ordained something, and he put this man, he said, okay, you go and point to the cities of Zion. Say to them, behold your God. What am I going to explain? That once I discovered the promise of God, you know what I did? I aligned my mouth accordingly. I'm not lying to you about this. I've not had the capacity to worry about what tomorrow will be like. No, I'm not joking about it, though. I'm not. Why should I want to lie to you now? What am I gaining from it? You know, there are people that lose heart because fuel is about to be deregulated. You want to go and build underground tank to store fuel because price is going up. You've heard me say this in recent times. Let me say it again. Faster than inflation in the matter of going up is this guy you are looking at. They said prices are going up. I said, do I look like I'm going down? You know the interesting part? I don't have to struggle to make those words come to pass. As long as I keep speaking them, because I believed the promise of God when I read them and the Holy Spirit enlightened my heart to notice them, they will come to pass by themselves. I thank God for GSM. You know why? I'm about to receive an important phone call. That's what I mean. Is it from where? I don't know. I just know one day I'll get an important phone call. And things will turn around in my life. Do you get what I'm explaining? It said, I call a bird of prey from the east and the man of my purpose from a distant country. Listen to me. There are people that God ordained to assist me in things, and currently maybe they live in Australia. And we have never met. As God was preparing his word that I'm supposed to speak, so was he preparing them to help carry those words. No, you know, you ask him your daddy about kingdom, world, ministry and all of that, you know, finances and all of that. I said, one prayer I prayed long ago, that I will not personally be financing kingdom, world, ministries. And my reason is simple. I said, I will take the money and give it to another ministry. I said, the reason is simple. Because I have to know that I was called. I don't like rich people who do ministry. I don't know what I get my point. That is, you've chopped, you've belly fooled. You know what I mean? Your belly don't fool. And I say, ah, God, you have blessed me. Let me take the money to preach. Look, if you are like that, take the money and go and give somebody else who's preaching. Wealth does not give you the power to preach the gospel. I told the Christians don't operate by results. They say, these men, they have results. I run nonsense. Christians operate by prophecies. What determines whether you are right or you are wrong is whether you are in alignment with the correct word of God, not whether you have results to show. I can make multi-millionaires though I don't do business. I'm my wife's chief consultant. The wisdom I give to ask her, all the things that Aero and Dana are doing, ask my wife, I said it years ago that they should be doing this thing. Look, I'm serious. I'm not joking about it. I'm not trying to brag. I'm not begging you for money or something. So what I'm telling you is simple. What I'm telling you is that if you hear me now, why must I make excuses? Let me just say what I want to say. You can't hear me and not prosper. I'm not joking about that, though. Pastor Banker, are you not too full of yourself? Listen, Jesus came and said, I'm the light of the world. Was he bragging? If you are the light of the world, you are the light of. If you are not, it is a different matter. If I was ordained to use the word of God to liberate men into excellence and prosperity and abundance and increase and fruitfulness, then I was. I can't deny myself because you don't like who speak positively of themselves. Hear it. Nobody listens to me, obeys the truth that I preach, and dies in poverty. It will not happen. The day you wanted to die, you made the mistake of crossing my door to come and listen to me. Okwari. Your debt has gone home. Your poverty is inside the freezer. The mistake was that you tuned to way of success. The mistake was you bought the seed, the word of the kingdom. The mistake was that you took your body and came up here. If you wanted to fail, you should not have met me. Are you getting what I'm not explaining? Are you getting what I'm not explaining? So what have I left with you to do? Go back home and start talking the talk. There's nothing like if only. There's no if only. The onlys and the ifs inside it has been settled. In Christ is what? Yes and amen. The meaning of yes is yes. Amen means established. It's not a matter of discussion for today. It was established before today came. Do you get the point I'm making? What have I said? This is how you prosper. Number one, you know the promise of God. Number two, you hold on to them. And three, that's what I'm adding to it. You go forth and speak accordingly. Please, I beg you. I'm not begging you. I command you in the name of the Lord. Stop speaking things that disagree with where you want to go in life. Stop giving excuses. I have a friend, I've harassed him enough. I told my friend, the next time I hear you say I don't have money, we will fight. If you say it enough, you won't have money. The one you thought you had will depart from you. Do you get what I'm going to explain? Stop making it a habit, a culture, to always be grumbling and whining and complaining. Because it comes to you according to your faith. Words create life. Do you get my point? If you declare that I am prosperous, you will discover prosperity flow towards you. Say today you are looking for American visa and ticket. Listen, a day will come that your card will give visas to people. The day will come. Now today is if only. And I said, no, it's not a matter of if only. The time will come. And listen, like I told you, today is not dictating what that time will be like. Do you get my point? It is the promise of God. So don't speak according to what you can see. You speak according to what the word of God has promised. Let me stop. I've really overshot my time.